This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Despite early April rain, much of South Dakota remains in drought. Managing inputs in dry soils includes a look at in-furrow fertilizers, as some crops have less tolerance to seed-placed nutrients. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly explains.
The cereal grains, corn and wheat, are more tolerant than the oil seeds, the soybeans, sunflowers, and canola. So the starchier the grain, the more tolerant. The size of seed is also a factor. Larger seeds generally are more tolerant than smaller.
Row spacing and soil texture also play a role in seed injury in dry soils with in-furrow fertilizer. Ply states as fertilizer concentration is higher with wide rows, greater chances of seed injury exist when it's dry. Coarser soils also offer easier access to the seed, again raising the risk for injury in dry fields. Applying starter fertilizer off to the side in dry soils is much safer for the seed, according to Bly.
Any little soil that separates the fertilizer band from the seed has little effect on germination loss. That 2x2 placement is perfect. It is much safer than putting it on the seed in dry conditions.
Bly has created a resource to guide farmers using fertilizer in the seed trench, factoring in different formulations of nutrients, as well as row spacing and soil moisture traits. Find these fertilizer rate guidelines on the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.